Recently, I was introduced to something called a vanity. So it's this mirror with lights on the side. It's very bright. And the mirror magnifies whatever you see in the mirror. So it's bright, so you get to see everything. And it magnifies. And the result is that anything on your face that you look in the mirror, when you look in the mirror, you see in the mirror, anything on your face, which is not the way you want it to be, is magnified. And it's very obvious. It's very bright. So I wonder, why would somebody want to look in a mirror which takes everything which is not pleasant and doesn't look good and magnifies it? Why would you want to do that? I think you'd want to not see it. And the answer is obvious, because we want to find what it is so we can fix it. You want to remove the pimple, want to cover it up sometimes. We want to put medicine on it. We want to correct the hair, which is not sitting in the place that we want it to be, etc. So light and magnification together is a very positive tool when our goal is to correct ourselves and to fix ourselves. However, sometimes the picture looks so horrible, it's so tremendous, so horrendous, excuse me, that we say, I'd rather not look. Or when I look at it, I'm just miyayish and say, I can't do anything about this. It's too much to deal with. So the question is, how are we supposed to look at the Yom Ha'Ro'im, Rosh Hashanah, Esrei Mitzvah, and Yom Kippur? Chazal say, L'dobin Hashem, Ori B'Yishi. Ori is Rosh Hashanah, and Yishi is Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah is an Or. It's a light which shines upon our misdeeds, our shortcomings, our lack of doing things right, the things that we're doing wrong. And potentially it can be very debilitating, it can be paralyzing, it can be yush. I'm doing so many things wrong, I have so much I need to change. I'm really not happy with the way I am, and I can't do it. So why is Yom Kippur called Yishi? Why is Yom Kippur the Yeshua? Yom Kippur tells me that you can do it. It's not like you think that it's impossible. It's overwhelming. And therefore, just be miyayish. Rather, it says that you could correct, you could do, you could change. The Rishon says, I'm going to give you a matana, which is called kapara. Kapara is a cleansing process. The primary name of Yom Kippur is not mechila, where the Rishon forgives us, but rather it's the day that the Rosh Hashanah cleanses us. When we take steps to correct ourselves, the Rosh Hashanah says, I'm going to remove the tumah, I'm going to remove the damage, I'm going to correct the problem over here to the point that you start the year from a different vantage point than you were a year before. So when we look at it and we just see this horrible picture in the mirror, we remind ourselves that the Brahma says, I can cleanse this out of you, I can remove it out of you. So what do we need to do to accomplish that? So Yisrael Salanter has a fascinating thing. We start from an Esrei, and halakha is you're not allowed to add anything into the first three brachas. All of a sudden, we say we can't hold on anymore. We need to burst out with a request for life. And we ask this request of life, and we say, L'mancha, that should be for Hashem. That's pretty big, tall order, that our request for life is L'mancha. Yisrael Salanter says that the truth is we write ourselves in the Sefer HaChaim, and we write ourselves, Chas V'Shalom, on the opposite. The difference between a chai and a mace is that a chai is growing. A chai is moving upwards. A chai is taking in nutrients and producing something new. So he says, if a person is learning Musar, working on themselves, so even though they're not going to fix everything immediately, but there is a belief in the process that eventually you will correct these things. So you are a chai. If, however, the person is not doing that, and the person is miyayish and says, I give up, so then the person is not a chai.
So the decision of where you're written is not by where you are and how much you fixed already. It's whether you put in motion the process which will allow you to grow, allow you to become better. If you put that in motion by connecting to teachers, rebbeim, which will help you do that, attending shiurim, learning svarim, having friends which are in a positive growth mode, you have a mindset that you can do this. You put in place the various different elements which are necessary to see that you are growing and you are correcting yourself. So the person says, you are chai. You've set in motion the definition of what you want to do with your life. And you can honestly say that the Rosh Hashanah, I want my life should be something which is you, that you are going to be proud of. And I can say lamancha, honestly. So all we need to do is to put in motion a process of correction. And the Rosh Hashanah says, if you do that, I will give you kapara, I will remove the tumah, and I'll make it that much easier. So when you look in the mirror, you're not going to see this ugly face, this pimple that you don't like. You're going to see a shiny, brand new countenance, which the Brashim gives us on Yom Kippurim. She all be zeichet to a gemar chesim atayim and a good digger ben shior. She be a year which she be zeichet to see kabbal digger hatzlach and aliyah in our avodas Hashem, and correcting ourselves to become the people that the Brashim wants us to become. And she be zeichet to see simchas and yeshuas in our personal lives and the lives of all of Klal Yisrael. She be a year, b'ez Hashem, going to be a year of plo'os, of wondrous deeds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do. Tav Shin Pei stands for Tehei Shnas Pula Ois, a year of wondrous deeds. Beis Hashem, we shall all be Zoichu. Kol Tov.